You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's find out where some interesting players were drafted last weekend on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, November 12th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by The Welsh. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Little lightning round here. Some polarizing players that I've got for you, Welsh. And you tell me whether or not these players, in your mind, again, it's very early, things will change. Early, did this player go too early, too late? Or does it sound just right? And we'll start with Fernando Tatis Jr., who went in the third round at pick 33. Your thoughts, early, late, or just right?
I think it's just right. I would even argue it might be a little late, because you got to remember those playoff games ate into some of that suspension time. So now it is, I think,
20.
It's quite 20 less. Yeah, 20 less games that is going to be missed, which is a significant deal. And not to keep going at it, but you want to look at the projections that are already putting out there. Tatis is still putting up some big numbers. So I'll say it's just right for the time that's going to be missed, but it's definitely not too early.
Yeah, I would almost err towards it. It might be a little bit too late. I think I want to, you know, take a shot on Tatis and either the
late when it gets closer to the season. Yeah, I think like he's going to be sneaking pretty heavily into that second round.
Man, the projections for Steamer, 283, 37 homers, 20 steals, and only 125 games. That is absolutely insane for Fernando Tatis. Michael Harris, he went in the third round. He went at pick 41, third round of a 15-team league. Obviously, that would be the middle of the fourth round in a 12-team league. Michael Harris, 41. Early, late, just right.
Oh, man. Everyone wants me to say it's too early. I just hate to tell you it's not. It's just right. It's just right, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I think that's fair, too. Early ADP, he was going in the second round, so he actually slipped a little bit in this draft, and if he made it to me at the 3-4 turn, I would have taken Michael Harris myself, but he went a few picks before. His teammate, Spencer Strider, also went in the third round of this draft. He went pick 43. So in a 12-team league, that's getting closer to the end of round 4. Early, late, or just right?
Man, so, okay. I think it's a little early, but I'm going to be the person that's not going to be afraid to pay the cost of what it is. We had a big old debate at AFL in the stands about Spencer Strider. And there's a few of us, there's camps of guys. There's a couple people that are like, it doesn't matter, I'm getting Strider. And there's a couple people that's like, hey, it's a little too risky. I will take Strider where I have to. I'd like to see him sitting, especially when I see a guy like Zach Gallen, who was closer, I think, into the fifth round. That comparatively, actually two rounds later, that comparatively makes it look like it's too early, because those two should be a little bit closer. So maybe Gallen is the one that's behind, but I'm going to say it was a little too early for Strider, but with a caveat that I'll still pay the price.
I love the gif of the little girl where she's like, why not both? And why wouldn't you just go, why don't you take Spencer Strider and Zach Gallen, right? It seems to make sense to me, right? You know, I'm taking Strider as my SP1, I want an SP2 that I feel pretty comfortable about the innings that they're going to provide. And if you think that Gallen is past the shoulder and, you know, forearm, elbow, whatever he's dealing with the past couple of years, he's probably going to give you close to 200 innings pitched. So you pair him up with Strider, I think you feel pretty good about that combination of picks.
And that you could maybe do like 4-5, you know, because we know Gallen's around the 5. So if you went 3 straight hitters, you could really build up, you know, your core, get two guys that get you some stolen bases, maybe another bat that's in there, make sure one's an infielder. And then you go Strider, Gallen. Maybe you got to sneak a closer in there as well. But
the next name I wanted to bring up, Jazz Chisholm. He went in the fourth round at pick 54. So again, if you play in a 12-team league, that's middle of the fifth round, and you know, this past season he was on pace for a 35 homer, 30 steal season. He is ridiculous. Can he stay on the field? What do you think? Early, late, just right?
I'm a little worried, and I've joked that he might be our new modern day Giancarlo Stanton, where he just finds ways to hurt himself. But I'm gonna say this is too late. He's going too late. I would rather in a vacuum right now have Jazz Chisholm than Ozzie Albies. I would rather go and take my risk, especially in a format like this, where I'm trying to build up these categories. Better power, I think better speed. He's a little bit more electric. RBI might be a little bit more of a difficult time, but with this time off, I'm hoping he's going to be healthy and raring to go. I kind of blind myself to injury stuff, especially with younger players, even though this has been a little bit of a trend. He's a very aggressive hitter, but I think from a fantasy perspective, he's everything that you want. So I think this is too late. I think this is a third rounder.
All right. Vinny Pasquantino, everyone's favorite first baseman. Fifth round, pick 63, going ahead of Kyle Schwarber, Justin Verlander, Carlos Rodon, Adolis Garcia, Starling Marte. Early, late, just right.
It's a little early.
It's a little early for Benny.
I'm sorry. Now Scott's going to be upset about that.
No, Scott would agree with you. Scott would not take him ahead of those players. I could say that for a fact.
And I'm looking into the next round. Not sure I'm going to take him over any of those players either. So it's a little too early for Vinny. I love Vinny, especially if you're OBP and, you know, there's good power numbers and stuff like that. But that's way too early.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Tuesday morning. Bye-bye.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.